Welcome back to our running podcast movement with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. Welcome, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. How are you doing?
Very good, ma'am. Thank you.
So we'll begin this podcast with questions from our listeners. The first one is from Manish Tiwari, who says, how much is ample rest? How does one listen to your body and adjust your runs and walks accordingly?
All right, so a simple question it appears, but you know, very important because most people do it incorrectly.
Right.
Most injuries in running happen courtesy overdoing things. You know, people are trying to just do rat race. They're part of a rat race and they're trying to do too much for whatever reasons. So I think it's a very relevant question. So whole idea is when you rest, you're recovering, and that recovery is the most important part. One third of our lives, we sleep six to 8 hours. So if you haven't rested enough, your body isn't ready to take on the next day's whatever you'll do. This more important part is to absorb whatever you've done today. So whether it is for mental things or physical, that sleep becomes very important. Resting heart rate is crucial, you know. So has your resting heart rate gone back to your original resting heart rate, which was there? So that's why those heart rate monitors become important. Mm-hmm. Even if nothing else, when you get up in the morning, after 5 minutes of having gotten up, look, check your pulse, okay? And imagine if your pulse today is 60, you exercise, and next morning it is going to be like a 70 or so, because it's still adapting, your body still catching up to it based on how intense the exercise was, okay? And these are very random numbers that I've said, 60,
right.
70 and all that. Most people don't have as low as that. So that's one thing to work with, is just feeling for the pulse, no cost, just you need one hand touching the other one. So that's one way to do it. Second is, if you're still feeling tired the whole day, basically means you haven't rested enough. The other one is, you're feeling tired, maybe you haven't eaten enough. Hmm. The calories that you burnt, maybe you haven't even consumed that much. Some of us, could be a guy or a girl, that whole thing about the figure and how much you want to lose and all that. Sometimes they exercise too much and don't eat enough. So either way, they need to be just looking at how tired do they feel. So all this adds up to listen to your body and, you know, are you ready for it yet or not? So just be more aware that what are you going on about and, you know, are you resting enough? Are you eating enough? Is the frequency further apart than it should be, kind of? If you're doing strength training, it can't happen every day. You should be doing it every alternate day. If you're doing high-intensity strength training, running can still happen every day, depending on the intensity. So that's what it is. It's a bit of trial and error. There isn't like a one clear-cut answer on this
one. There's no universal kind of answer.
There isn't. All of us behave differently with this.
Right.
So we'll have to just see for ourselves.
Great. The next question is from Sondarya Srinivasan, who says, I need to head back home at 7. I assume she means 7 a.m. and send my kid to school and pack lunch and head to work. Won't it make me too tired waking up so early every day?
Actually, it's just the reverse. Most people who actually exercise, the kick that they get after having done a physical activity, they're ready for the day a lot better than anything else. Someone who's having a problem like that, effectively, I would again go back to saying, hey, listen, how long did you sleep?
Mm.
Did you sleep solid, good? So more than the quantity, it's about good sleep that you've had.
Quality.
Quality, all the time better than the quantity bit. In any case, 6 to 8 hours minimum that I'm looking for, preferably 8 rather than 6. So has someone done that bit? Again, it comes back to the food part as well. But most of the time, what I actually get is people get hooked to the physical activity. They have a fresher start to the day if they've actually done an exercise routine in the morning.
Right. The next question is from Sonam Taneja, who's a lawyer friend, a resident of Faridabad, and works at the Center for Science and Environment. And she has this question where she says that, you know, maybe she's heard or people have told her, don't run like a girl, run like boys. How do I tackle that? Does that hold true? Also, girls shouldn't strength train. Is that true? She finds it most useful for running. Strength training she finds useful, whereas she's all the time told or heard that girls shouldn't strength train. These sound like actually really cliches to me, but what's your take?
Yeah, so this don't run like a girl. I think we all have, you know, through school and, you know, after that, the college and our working lives, we would have heard so many times about
this. I've only heard don't cry like a girl.
No, but even when, you know, guys or girls are running, they're like, you know, kya ladki ki tarah dauda, kind of a thing. It's a very regular thing that we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
But the point really is, and there was a movement towards that. Last 2-3 months, you know, there's been a movement saying, yes, I'm a girl, you know, try catching up with me. So I think that's something which no one should be bothered about.
Mm.
You're a girl, run like yourself, it's completely fine.
Yeah.
Again, I think these two questions are related anyways. Strength training becomes crucial to run better. So do that bit and you're automatically going to get better and better at your running as well. So no, that's incorrect. Girls also have muscles and those muscles need to be stronger to carry you from point A to B.
Right.
So I think there's nothing about, oh, you're a girl or a guy, so should you strength train or not? You need to be getting stronger. And It's nothing about the sex at all. And don't worry about that sexist remark about run like a girl or not.
Yes.
You know, be proud of what you are and get on with it.
So guys or girls, everybody needs to strength train.
Yep.
Great. So let's move to the drill for this week.
All right, so now we are getting closer and closer to, you know, the run itself.
Right.
So far, it's been very stationary drills that we've been doing, hopping in the same spot and moving the leg back and back and forth. Here, we'll be doing something closer to the run itself. So you're standing up tall. So imagine, again, there's a puppet kind of a thing. You have a string which is pulling you up like a puppet. You're standing tall again, okay? And now what you're doing is, rather than running forwards, you're moving sideways. So you're moving first to your left. Now, what you do in this case is, you move your left leg first, followed by your right, left again, and to your right. Take some 10-15 steps moving to your side, to the left. And then from that point, just come back slowly to the starting point position again. Okay, so the whole idea is very easy movement that you're doing. So you're becoming comfortable moving sideways. Most runners only want to run straight. Now, the thing is, sometimes you can actually just have an ankle twist and all that stuff when you don't look for, you know, like whatever, the road unevenness and all that. Now, as a runner, there's a very clear statement amongst runners saying, think with your feet. Now, that'll only happen once you've spent enough time doing different things. So this becomes very, very useful for us. It's also moving the hip in a different direction. So it keeps the hip more supple. So just moving first to your left without changing sides, just come back to the starting position. Do that some 10-15 repetitions like that, some 2-3 times a day if you can. So that's a very good drill for running.
Okay. Right. Moving on, what is the exercise for this week?
Okay. So this week's exercise is bracing. And what we do in bracing is, it's to cater to, you know, most people are not moving their hands enough, or they're moving their hands, but then there's a lot of twist at the hip level that is actually happening. So each time they rotate to the left and to the right and to the left to the right at the hip level. So effectively the core, the center part of the body, isn't actually holding the upper and the lower body well together. Okay. So bracing becomes very important.
What do you mean by bracing?
Yeah. So bracing basically is referring to the abdominal muscles, how you kind of contract them. I'll explain what I'm actually talking about here. Now imagine someone's going to punch you in the tummy, and the immediate reaction is you kind of contract it right there. You don't balloon it up, you don't suck it in, you just contract it, okay? Now, that's what the correct bracing is. Most people, when they're bracing, they suck it in or they balloon it out. Now, that isn't correct.
Okay.
So just imagine, I mean, don't let anyone else punch you, maybe punch yourself. But your immediate reaction would be, even with your own hand, would be to contract that abdominal muscle. Surprisingly, you don't only contract the front muscles, you also contract your lower back muscles. So it works like a little brace, and hence the term brace.
Right.
Okay. Now, what you do with this is, you hold that brace, that immediate reaction that you get, hold it for 5 seconds, and then breathe in and breathe out, and then relax, and then do that again. So do this 10-15 times. Now, what you're doing is, effectively, when you're running, it should come to you as a second nature that you're braced almost all the time, but to a lesser extent. So what's happening, each time you move your hands, it adds movement that happens with the leg.
So
it generates energy for the legs as well. So that's the whole idea of a bracing. It helps you to stand tall when you're running, and it prevents injuries. So very, very important one, bracing for runners.
Great, very useful. Right, so what is the running schedule for this week?
All right, so as we've been doing throughout, we will be running longer this week and walking a little lesser. So here we start off with a 1 minute easy peasy walk, and after that we get to 1 minute brisk walk, and then a 5 minute very easy jog.
Right.
So it's a 7 minute one set that you're doing. And then after the 5 minute jog, you get back to 1 minute easy walk again. And as I've been saying throughout, during that easy walk, breathe easy. Breathe in, hold it for a second or two, and breathe out. Okay. So that's what your easy walk is. Okay. It's a recovery thing. And repeat this some 5-6 times if you can, just doing this little cycle.
Okay. Right.
Again, at all times, remind yourself, throughout the, you know, various episodes we've been talking about standing tall, don't slouch when you're doing whether slow walk, brisk walk, or the running. Think of yourself like a puppet being pulled up, okay? And try doing this 5-6 times a week, okay? So just that.
Great. Moving on, we move to the story of the week, which is another motivational story from one of the listeners who's sharing this with us. And it's from Rama Chandran from Coimbatore.
So Rama, he was working as a vice president in software company, looking after Middle East and North African region and all that stuff. And now he's actually started his own work. And as he says, his love affair with running started at the age of 12. And he's, till now, he's going steady. So the thing
long
is...
Long affair.
Yes, a good one, long one. A long distance one in a way. But he says, since he's an introvert, so he found the love at first sight or the run at first sight with this solitude sport very easy, really. It just was, you know, they were made in heaven for each other kind of a thing. So it really, really works for him, you know. And during school days, he was in the limelight courtesy running. So that introvert guy, because he was winning medals and coming first and all that, winning races, he was the man. And suddenly he said he was winning races and girlfriends. So then he picked up things like karate, bodybuilding, yoga and stuff like that. But he never stopped running. So running was the one thing that really made sense to him. And he's really comfortable with himself while he does that. And it's always fun and pure joy for him.
Right. He also writes, "As I grow, running became one steadfast companion and never deserted me. If I'm confused, I go for a run. If I'm angry, then I'll run. If I'm depressed, then I'll run. Whatever is the mood before the start, I end up being happy." Wherever he goes, he runs. He's run in many cities around the world like Muscat, Dubai, Istanbul, Vienna, Paris, Oslo, Barcelona, and he finds it's the easiest way to connect with new friends in new cities. He's also very fortunate to run in the rain, snow and run, and he's just going on and on about how he cherishes these long runs as it gives him a lot of time with himself. He speaks with himself and he sometimes speaks with trees, dogs, the sun and the moon. I hope his people who are watching him run don't find him weird. But, you know, in a nutshell, what he's saying is that running has really helped him in more ways than one.
Yeah, and he also tells me that, you know, his two favorite running groups are Happy Runners in Chennai and Coimbatore Runners. So those are two groups that he really enjoys running with.
Great. And for him, running has also become a family time, and as his kids and wife have started running, and occasionally the three of them run together. And so they're called as a marathon family in their housing community.
Yeah.
Great. So that was quite an inspirational and funny story. So what are the running events for this week?
All right, so as you're listening to this podcast, you know, we actually started our race last evening at 8 p.m. So 11th August, 8 p.m. is when we started our race. We started from Nubra Valley, and there are three events that happened: 111, right, 222 and 333. And this year we're having the most Indian participants at the start line. Let's see, all good luck to those guys. Let's see what they do.
Great.
So yeah, that's what's happening in Leh Ladakh. And then the next one is Pinkathon, which is on 4th September.
Mm.
Now, this will be happening in Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, or starting from there at least. Now, they have four races, really, 3K, 5K, 10K and 21K. So it's really for everyone. So if someone's a beginner, they can walk 3 kilometers. If they were following our thing, they can do it easy. The only catch here is it's a Pinkathon. It's very sexist run. It's only for women.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing. Registrations are open till 30th of August. So I would say that please register sooner than later, because then you'll get time to train and all that.
Right.
And then Coimbatore Half Marathon, the deadline is 31st August. And the race is on 2nd October. Again, 5, 10 and 21 happening there. There's no 3K. And then the last one for me for this week is the Wipro Chennai Marathon. That's on 11 December. Registrations are already open. Distances there are 10, 21 and 42 kilometers. Please, all of these three, if you are in those cities, register sooner than later.
And go run.
And go run, yes.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Nandita.
Do share with us your experience at feedback@livemint.com, or you can follow us on our Mint Facebook page or our Twitter handle @livemint. See you next Friday.